The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Justin, what was it like in your first game adjusting to the NFL speed?
It was actually kind of slow to me, to be honest.
Justin Fields pulls into the end zone with a touchdown.
This has been my dream, so I was ready to get out there.
Having that game-like setting, the introduction to the NFL and the whole game, it was a great experience.
Trey Lance rolled left through right, and good night, touchdown.
It's Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do? We get a people! What they want. We have a very interesting quote from Aaron Rodgers. We have the first images of LeBron James and Russell Westbrook together, but we start with what a weekend for rookie quarterbacks in the NFL. The most impressive performance in my mind and many others was that of the Bears rookie, Justin Fields. Jalen Anthony Rhodes, he had 33 yards on the ground, had some really nice plays, looked poised. What do you think about this rookie in Chicago?
I'm so happy that he's in the league and not in the Big Ten and not playing against my Wolverines anymore. And as I watched a little bit closer to Jacoby, I started to think Justin Fields will be the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears. I've watched this team up close and personal build itself off tough defense and running the football. It don't matter if they had Singletary or Walter Payton. Now shout to Jim McMahon, who's a legend, and my guy, Captain Comeback, Jim Harbaugh, who was also a quarterback for the Bears. But you know that they're the only team in the NFL that has never had a 4,000-yard passer. The only team in the NFL. Wow. The only one. This guy's going to change that.
It certainly does feel that way. And I think that you'll see with a lot of these rookie quarterbacks we're about to discuss that we always see all the good stuff, but this wasn't like a knockout performance from Fields. He had three drives without a first down. He had one play where he tried to use a spin move and he fumbled and he probably shouldn't have recovered it. Like, we see the Twitter stuff, we see the highlights in social media, but this was not like a pristine performance from Fields, which makes me think that, like in this game, he may not be the starter for this team. What do you think about that?
And that's okay from the beginning. Get his kinks out in the preseason. But we know long term, he's going to be the guy. And the one thing that people have to pay attention to, and I've told you this, Jacoby, if he's able to stand in the pocket, he's surgical. Mm-hmm. You got to get pressure on that dude. But the other thing that people, I don't want them to underestimate, he can run the football.
He can run.
He's no Lamar Jackson. But he got enough wheels to get out of the pocket. He's going to be a great player. Don't start in week one. Don't start in week one. Let him ease himself into the playbook. And he talked about the speed of the game. You know what happens when you're Tua or you're Justin Fields? You're practicing in college against half of the NFL. He practicing in college against the Bosas and Chase Young. So, of course, the game is slowed down. The other team didn't have Chase Young out there.
I love the fact that this rookie quarterback, after his first preseason game, said actually the game felt kind of slow to me. And you see these highlights, the way that he can move. So if, even if you do get pressure on him, he's so good at throwing the ball on the run and running to get first downs. Very impressive from him. The next rookie quarterback we're going to discuss is the Trey Area's own Trey Lance. They put a lot of draft equity up to put him in their uniform. And Jalen, It was okay. Like, we're going to see the highlights again, but this was very much an up-and-down performance, and he showed a lot of rust, given that he's only played, like, one football game in the last year and a half.
You doing it again, Jacoby? We going E-40? We going Goon with the Spoon? Trey Area Is that what you said?
Yes,
he
sir.
He got to put in some work to earn that one. But here's the distinction that I got from watching the 49ers quarterback room. Him and Jimmy G are vastly different styles, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we know their defense is going to be styled in particular, their front four, and their front in particular. Two vastly different styles. This will be Jimmy G's job, though. I know that you took Trey really high. He's not going to be the starter week one. He might not even be the starter this year if you Jimmy Garoppolo. But things happen during a long season. Garoppolo has shown a propensity to get injured. I anticipate he's going to get his chance. And it's great to see these rookies now getting opportunities to play. I'm from the caveman era. When you drafted a rookie at quarterback, it was like, you gonna sit, regardless of the circumstance. Now, based on the salary cap and how Saturday football has translated into Sunday football in so many different ways, you can get these guys in there earlier.
So much what you see is that 80-yard touchdown pass, which was a beautiful play from Trey Lance, which just shows the sort of home run hitter type of mentality that he has. He can get that for you. But what you don't see on Twitter is he was sacked four times. He was sacked four times. It was not the most impressive performance. Now, I'm not going to overreact to one preseason game, but it certainly feels like putting Garoppolo in there would be the prudent thing to do while Trey Lance develops. Because remember, he barely played last year in college. And when he was playing in college, he wasn't playing the competition that the Trevor Lawrences and the Justin Fields were playing again in practice and in games. And I mentioned Lawrence because we're going to transition to him. The Jaguars took the field over the weekend, and there he is, the number one pick. And Jalen, his first snap under center, very first snap under center, was a strip that he was lucky to recover, but it was a tough start for the number one pick, but he did bounce back and make some plays. They also got Gardner Minshew. Jalen Rose, what do you think about this quarterback room and this performance from him?
Did you say the number one overall pick? Is that mm-hmm. what Trevor Lawrence was?
Yes.
Well, that means he's going to a bad football team. And that's the first thing I thought about. You put Gardner in there and you allow him to take those punches, those blows, those sacks, those hits. Don't put your prize rookie out there week one, because it clearly has some struggles with the offensive line. And another guy that was in that quarterback room, I guess he's now in the tight end room, but either way, the other thing that stood out to me is keep getting them checks, Tim Tebow.
What a great
keep
block.
Keep getting them checks, Tebow.
That was an amazing
Throw
block. People are making
around,
fun of this
Tebow.
Block. Got the job done. Look at that. See, he got his job done. Did 59 make the play? No, he did not. That was an excellent block. An excellent block from Tim Tebow. The internet got this one all wrong. Show it to me again, Tommy. Show it to me again. Watch the technique. Watch the technique. He gets to the outside shoulder and then pushes him back in towards the line of scrimmage. Look at the technique. Boom. You see that? That's how you lay the pads on somebody, Jalen Rose. Tim Tebow, that was one of the best blocks I've ever seen. That is not easy to do. Gets outside leverage, pushes him in. I don't know why the internet's clowning him for this. Did he make the play? Did his man make the play? Did they get the first down? I salute you, Tim Tebow, one of the hardest hitting players in the NFL right now.
You know, I'm not mad at, you know, what Tebow's accomplished, but his stands are out of control. Are you really going to act like that was like a terrific
a great block.
Technique?
That's a great block.
Pancake block.
Yo, you see, no, yeah, you see how he got
Anthony
the outside
Munoz
leverage?
Is where's somewhere where's jealous?
59? Where's 59 going? Look at, did he make the play? Yeah, look at that hole. Look at that hole they opened up. That looks like a first down to me. It looks like Tim Tebow's moving the chains. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know what it looks like to you, Mr. Rose. I don't know what it looks like to you. Salute Tim Tebow, hardest hitting tight end in the league. George Kittle, watch out, because Tebow is coming. The fourth string tight end on the Jaguars. The first string quarterback on the Packers is Aaron Rodgers. And we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers, his future with the Packers, his relationship with the Packers all summer long. Well, he told Peter King, last year at this time, I was looking at the season as my last year in Green Bay. Mr. Rose, this year at this time, doesn't it feel like he's looking at his last year in Green Bay as well?
You know that he's on his main source and he's looking at the front door. If it was up to him, he tried to bully it on draft day. Didn't we just talk about the 49ers taking Trey Lance and trying to move off of Jimmy G? Aaron Rodgers was on the phone. He was like, hey, I'm about to call Adam Schefter right now. You know that? They didn't take me on draft day, but I'm going to try to bully this right now from Hawaii. I'm going to see if I can. This is Aaron. Yeah, Rodgers. Y'all know I'm trying to be out of there, dog. I'm trying to get to the 49ers. What up, though? All right, we can't do it this year. All right, take some years off my deal, and then we holler at me next summer. That's all this is. And don't underestimate Devontae Adams, WR1. There's a chance that both of these guys are going to make long playoff runs, maybe even make it to the Super Bowl, and then leave. The only thing that this reminds me of is I thought when KD joined the Splash Brothers, I was like, this is a super team that's about to win. How many rings did our guy 40 Water say they were going to win when they first added KD?
Ten. Double digits. He said 10 rings. He said 10 rings.
Right, exactly. And so now all of a sudden, you Aaron Rodgers, you got one ring in Green Bay. You've been on a really good football team the last couple of years. Now they go into basically a final season together. This is going to be great to watch. As a Lions fan, here's what I know, Jacoby. We need to clear cap space. You know what I'm saying? Clearing some cap space.
Oh, Jalen. Here's what happened. You know what? I don't want to talk about your Lions because no one wants to hear about them because they're one of the worst franchises in the NFL. But I'll say this. To watch Aaron Rodgers walk away just to have Justin Fields walk into the division, it's just cruel and unusual punishment for all the Lions fans. Mr. Rose, we have some interesting deals that were made over the weekend in the NBA. The Clippers will be without Kawhi Leonard, but they will be with Eric Bledsoe. Pat Beverly and Rondo go to the Grizzlies, Bledsoe to the Clippers. We'll talk about that right after this. Coming to you live above Pier 17's Heineken River Deck at the Seaport. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we have some images of the new duo that will be wearing purple and gold. LeBron James and Russell Westbrook went to Summer League to support the team, got a workout in. And my favorite part about this is in the caption, LeBron James joked, I agree, I don't think this will work either. Mr. Rose, what do you think about this duo and LeBron James once again firing back at the haters?
So we're going to make the Lakers the underdogs this year? Is that what we're trying to do?
That's what LeBron's trying to do.
I just want to know. Okay. Because they're betting odds that the Los Angeles Lakers are going to win the West. Right? Yep. Ain't those the betting odds?
Pretty clear.
So that
favorites.
Means they're an actual favorite, right? That means they're a favorite, right? I just wanted to make sure I said that out loud. They're a favorite. They're not an underdog. As a matter of fact, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Hall of Famers that are going to be playing for their team this year. I am not worried about their fit. And the other thing I got to teach everybody about my guy, Brody Russ. Let me teach y'all something. As somebody that grew up idolizing the Big O, I thought no one, if Magic didn't do it, if Jason Kidd didn't do it, if LeBron didn't do it, would ever eclipse his triple-double record. Now he just gets them at halftime. So this idea that he's not going to fit in, newsflash, when you average a triple-double, you fit in anywhere. It's basketball. They'll be just fine.
They'll be fine. Another thing is, there are people that think this isn't a good fit. There are people that think that this will not work. But those people are wrong. It's Russell Westbrook and LeBron James. Maybe they don't fit together on the court at the same time. But that's why they brought Dennis Schroeder in to be a second playmaker with the second unit.
Would you rather have Dennis Schroeder on your team or Russell Westbrook, triple-double machine, future Hall of Famer, on your team? There's a reason Dennis Schroeder got $5.9 million from the Celtics in a one-year deal. Russell Westbrook is a much more valuable player. Their roster from top to bottom is much better than last year. So, yes, people did say they were old. People did say that it won't work. Those people are wrong, LeBron. You are the favorites to win the West, and clearly the favorites. Clearly the favorites. But you know what? Whatever you got to do to motivate yourself. You're in like year 20 of your career. Whatever you got to do to motivate yourself. Remember this tweet? When he was like, he's just, whatever he has to do to motivate himself, whatever your process is, LeBron, enjoy it, because I once again see you being an MVP candidate and number one in the West. Go ahead.
There's an animal that the NBA has not been introduced to yet. That's Russell Westbrook playing in purple and gold in front of his family and friends. Y'all thought that gentleman played with intensity and ferocity before. Oh, man, it's about to be on a whole different level. And when you talk about it working, it ain't necessarily about, like, they're a perfect match made in heaven basketball-wise. There are going to be some kinks there, of course. But the bottom line is, they're going to be a terrific team, and Russell Westbrook is going to have a really good season.
And they also have Anthony Davis. Just throwing that out there. They also have a healthy Anthony Davis coming back to start the season. Well, do you remember when the Clippers and the Lakers were sort of like 1 and 2 in this arms race for the Battle of Los Angeles? Well, with Kawhi Leonard recovering from surgery, it doesn't feel like that's necessarily the case anymore, especially with Russell Westbrook being added to the Lakers. However, the Clippers made a move. They acquired Eric Bledsoe. They sent Rajon Rondo and Pat Beverly to the Grizzlies to get Bledsoe. Do you think that makes them a better team after this move?
I believe if Kawhi Leonard is healthy, it makes them a better team. It's a fringe move in theory if they're not going to get all NBA caliber Kawhi. And hopefully he's able to recover from his injury and able to play a lot of games this year. But this is a classic example of veteran contracts moving around and adjusting to your role as you get older. Because a couple of seasons ago, Patrick Beverley was the starting point guard of the Los Angeles Clippers, right? Now he's going to go to Memphis. That's Ja Morant's job. Dylan Brooks, who you know I really like, having those three on the floor, in particular the latter two, they're going to be locking down defensively. So now Pat Bev in a new role, a reduced role, but still defensively he's going to be able to have an impact. I like it for him a lot. And Eric Bledsoe made some plays when he was in L.A. He wasn't necessarily the guy that could play alongside Zion because he's not necessarily a shooter. And so he's been to a couple of teams. I like it for the Clippers. I like it for the Grizzlies, who outplay expectations this season.
Jalen Rose, the expectations are high for the number one overall pick, Cade Cunningham. And while it still is early, while it still is summer league, he's meeting up to those expectations. We'll talk about your number one overall pick and Luka Garza, your favorite new player in the NBA, right after this. You're watching Jalen Jacoby.
Detroit basketball!
Summer League continues today, starting at 4 p.m. on News, all the way through till midnight Eastern on ESPN2. Look at these great matchups. Make sure you tune in. Jalen, I've been tuning in to Summer League, and one of the things that has jumped off the screen at me is your guy, number one pick, Cade Cunningham. He has put on some impressive performances, but against the New York Knicks, 7 for 10 from 3, Jalen Rose. What do you think of Cade?
The number one stunner. And the thing is, Jacoby, our young guys are looking good. I seen Killian Hayes put somebody in the spin cycle and make a three from the left wing. I see Bay slashing down the lane. He always makes threes and cutting and making layups and dunks. But here's the thing that stood out to me the most about Summer League. Who says no? I'm on the phone right now. Doncic or Garza?
Garza.
I'm taking Garza. Oh, Garza. The real Garza. Luka's in Detroit. The real Luka's in Detroit, baby. The next NBA MVP out there looking like Bill Laimbeer out there getting buckets. You see him.
Oh, he looks light on his feet. Like, he used to just be jump hooks and turnarounds. Like, he's hitting step back threes. Look at him walk into a three. Look at this Luka. I'm going Garza over Doncic all day. I mean, Doncic is great, but Garza just has a higher ceiling. Garza can control the game more. Yes. He impacts the game more than Doncic does when he's on the floor. Keep an eye on Garza. Maybe he'll impact the G League games that he plays
the
in this
ceiling
year.
Is the roof. Or what did MJ say? The roof is the ceiling. Yeah, that still
something
doesn't
like
make
that.
Sense.
What? Peyton Pritchard played in a Pro-Am, ended up with 92 points in a Portland Pro-Am game. Jalen Rose, 92 for the Celtics point guard.
And then going back to Vegas to play with his Celtics team. I like him out here getting work, getting better every summer. And this is what pros do in the summer, Jacoby. My career high in the summer league at the Saint was over 70. We was playing against the Pershing Doughboys. Shout to the OG Steve Smith. And the game ended in the fourth quarter. You ready for this? Because we had a team fight. So shout to Boo. Shout to Khalil. My guys. Detroit, stand up. I see you Peyton Pritchard out there getting buckets.
So you had 77 and you didn't even finish the game. So you had 77 in the fourth and you didn't even finish the game.
Dog, the video was going through the hood like Menace to Society. People was like, I got the tape. I got the tape.
We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Rose, we have a lot to get to during this exclusive content. There's a lot of action over the weekend, but I saw this story. I need to talk to you about it. IHOP is adding alcohol to the menu. You'll be able to go to IHOP and get cocktails with your chocolate chip pancakes with the blueberry syrup.
What?
Your thoughts on alcohol at IHOP?
So, like, this is one of those things, fam, where those two lifestyles don't go together, in my opinion. When I'm eating breakfast food like pancakes and eggs, bacon, I don't want to have liquor with that. I want to have water, orange juice, tea,
coffee.
You know, like, and here's the other thing. The other thing that happens in the morning a lot of times also, you have many youngsters under the age of 13 in the breakfast spot. So now you're about to have adults with their kids getting drunk at 9 in the morning eating pancakes. I don't like it at all. And what? I know that Bloody Marys exist and mimosas exist, and those are leisure things that adults do. But not while you're eating waffles. I just think this is a bad idea. This is a soft move.
It's a bad idea. It's a diner. Like, I don't think diners should have booze. It's not a restaurant. There's no cloth tables. And the one thing this made me think is, just don't put it in Waffle House. Do not put alcohol in Waffle House. I've seen the videos online. We know what happens at Waffle Houses after hours. And we do not need things to get even crazier at Waffle Houses. Jalen, can I confess something? Can I confess something?
What? You better not say you ain't never been to Waffle House.
That's not what I'm going to say. What I did do once,
that's all.
One time at a Waffle House in Auburn, Alabama, I stole a pan. I don't know why.
What?
There might have been some adult beverages involved.
What?
But I just stole one of the skillets. I walked out with a skillet. I don't know why I did it, but that's what happened. I want to apologize to the Auburn, Alabama Waffle House for being short one skillet. Moving
forward. That's all you got? That ain't nothing, dog.
No,
let me tell you something, dog. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. What's the breakfast spot? It's red and white.
This dude said, let me tell
the
you
breakfast
something.
Spot, they got good sausage patty. What's the name of that breakfast spot? It's red and white.
I don't know. Your story.
It's in the Midwest. Bob Evans.
So, let me tell you something, dog. You talking about stealing a pan. Dog, let me tell you something, fam. There was a 3-year period when I was a student in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I would kindly go to Bob Evans, nicely sit there and dine, eat, go to the bathroom and disappear.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this literally happened. Like, come on, man. This was happening. I was doing it, like, at least twice a month. Can't do it every day, but I slide in there, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, get something to eat, go to the bathroom, and I'm out. And how about
easy,
this?
Thank you.
I feel like I took, Jacoby, I took pride. I took pride when I went to the gas station and you had to pay before you pumped. There was so many years that I would pump and never pay. That happened for years. Years,
what
I'm talking
this?
About.
What about this? When you pull up to the gas station and they're like, so what are you like? You're like, $2.75 of the cheapest stuff you got, please. I filled it up with like $1.50 before. This has been like $1.47 of 89.
You gotta do what you gotta do, dog.
You gotta get from one place to another. One place to another. Mr. Rose, we have some news. And we talked about all the rookie quarterbacks during the television show, and I noticed there was an omission. Zach Wilson was not discussed, and I thought he looked fantastic for the Jets. Because he's got to be part of this conversation. It's just, he's on the Jets are going to be bad, no one cares about the Jets anymore. But I thought during the Jets-Giants game that Zach Wilson had a very impressive debut. What do you think about him?
While Zach Wilson is a rookie, Sam Darnold, their previous quarterback, is now with the Panthers. So therefore, there's a new regime, new head coach, who I think is going to steer the Jets in the right direction. So now, if Zach Wilson looks better than Sam Darnold, that's going to be the long-term comparison in a lot of ways. Of course, he's going to be judged by this class amongst people that he got picked with. But to come into the Jets, like, who their last couple of good quarterbacks? Like, when I was little, it was like Richard Todd.
Mark Sanchez.
Like a good quarterback for the Jets.
Mark Sanchez had himself a
Mark
couple
Sanchez
years.
Mark Sanchez did really. Yeah, he had a couple of good years. And what about Chad Pennington had a couple of good years?
Yeah, he had a couple of good years.
But, like, it's not. But that's not Joe Namath.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's not Joe Namath.
No.
Right?
No.
And by the way, was Joe Namath the best quarterback that Alabama had since Tua in the NFL?
Yeah, maybe, probably.
I got you, Donna. That's range right
probably.
There. I just thought of that one.
I would also say that Jalen Hurts will probably have a better NFL career than Tua. Tua didn't look great. Tua did not look great this weekend. Again, it's only one preseason game and this and that, but like Tua had a curious interception.
I already know what it is.
What is it?
I'm gonna tell you what it is, dog.
Should be on the Lions.
He ain't got the Lions den behind him, dog. That's what it is, dog. Dog, we'll have him wearing buffs on the Lodge Freeway on Woodward Ave going to practice downtown and on Jefferson. That man will be 4-5 inches taller just because he was a member of the Lions. 5 inches taller.
Who was that, Demetrius? Ken Stabler, he said. That's a good poll.
Kenny, by the way, Demetrius, Ken Stabler played for the Raiders. He was left-handed. His nickname was the Snake. Don't be telling Jacoby wrong things when he's sitting across from the football historian. That's incorrect information. It is. I got you.
You guys are hilarious.
I can't have my...
football historian.
Oh, Ken Stabler went to Alabama. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So it's Joe Namath, Kenny the Snake Stabler, and then like 60 years before we see Jalen Hurts and Tua resurrect Alabama football at the quarterback position in the NFL.
Jalen,
couple of things I want to talk to you about. So we didn't get enough. I didn't get enough time to get your follow-up questions. I didn't get enough time to have follow-up questions about your 77-point performance in summer league, or in a pro, in a like a you know pro-am in Detroit, St. Cecilia's. So here's the thing: if I had 77 and a fight started to break out, I'd be the biggest peacemaker in the world. I'd be peacemaking so hard. I'd be just trying to get this thing settled so we can just get back on the court. Because I got a chance of getting 100 here.
Hey, man, I'm not proud of this. And it's just a different era of basketball. Like, I've been involved in a few team fights. We had one at the Boys and Girls Club right off Livernois in Michigan when I was playing with Southwestern. How about this? I was playing AAU at St. Cecilia against Team Chicago, and we got into a team fight versus Juwan. How about
really?
That? Yes.
Before y'all were
true story.
In college? Was it before,
before
you were in college?
Before we ever even played together. Yes. Yes. We had a team fight with Chicago when they came to Detroit. And the game that you're talking about, you know how this works, dog. In your mind, you could think that you're going to be the peacemaker. But when you were making threes the way I was making threes, I was one of the main instigators.
Of course. Of course. You talk trash to like 50-year-old janitors when we play pickup. You talk trash to like out-of-shape lawyers. I can only imagine what like a 20-year-old Jalen Rose was saying after he scored 70. I'm sure your own teammates were talking about you. Your own teammates on the bench were like, you need to shut up. Taking it too far.
Oh, man. And by the way, and you know the most special thing about that game to me is, one, it was at the Holy Grail St. Cecilia. Rest in peace, Sam Washington, the godfather of Detroit, and his son, Sam Jr. But I looked up then and now to a couple of tall point guards that went to Michigan State. Irvin Magic Johnson and Steve Smith. What? I'll never forget the time when we were going to play in Toronto and I was a ball boy for the team. I was like in between seventh and eighth grade. I was that gym rat kid, like, I'm gonna do whatever y'all need, dog. Whatever y'all need. I sweep the floor, I go get Gatorade, I start up the car. All of that, whatever y'all need. I get in somebody's car. They got a little half a joint in there. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't touching it. I ain't messing with nobody, nothing. You see what I'm saying? I was that guy. I earned everybody's trust. And one of the beautiful things about that game is that I always wanted to mimic Steve Smith's hesitation move, the Smitty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all probably see Chris Paul do it a little bit. It's a couple of guys that try to still do it.
KD does it.
KD trying to institute it, but he ain't really hitting it like Tricky hit it. And I always felt like I was a failure because I couldn't do his move. And when I was playing against him, I was like, you know what? I can't do his move, right? But I'm just about to do me. You know, I'm just about to do me. And, you know, Dame ain't the only one that can shoot from the logo, dog. Because I made at least, like, no cap. I made, like, 15 threes.
That's the only way you get to 70.
Yeah, I made, like, 15 threes. And the beauty of that, this is why I also remember it. At that time, we was watching a lot of Menace to Society. And you know when Chauncey in there, he like, I got the tape. That's how we was passing around the VHS of that game. Because while I had 70, Steve had like 50. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? He had like 50, you know what I'm saying? He was killing it too. And in those kind of runs, it's like, at first we was like, oh, we gonna try to guard each other. And then it's like, no, we weren't even guarding each other. That's how it goes in those runs. When Peyton Pritchard goes to Jamal Crawford Summer League, they not guarding each other. Everybody else got to get these buckets and get this work. That's how that go. And so, yeah, that's a fond memory. And, you know, one of my favorite moments in basketball until it got into a team fight. Like, it literally was a team fight. Like, not like huffing and puffing and blow your house down. Like, the dudes on the court fighting and people coming out of the stands fighting too. Spill out into the stairs parking lot type of fighting. You know what I mean? To the point where the players standing around looking at each other, drinking a 40 an hour later, like, what just happened? Like, what just happened? You know what I'm saying? What just happened? We can't believe we didn't even finish our game. What just happened? So, yeah, that's the beauty of Summer League and rec runs for sure.
Jalen, there's a gentleman attracting some interest from NBA franchises that could potentially be added to a roster. He's worked out for a bunch of teams. There are some rumors that Lance Stephenson could be added to a roster this season. Will Lance be back in the NBA?
Born ready!
Will Lance be back in the NBA? Will Lance be back in the NBA?
Well, here's what I know. This is becoming the summer of Jacoby. It's like...
It's the summer of Jacoby.
You got a chance to see your guy Homicide. Yep. You know what I mean? I know you could tell me about all of the old school runs and all of the fables and the tales of all of the great places to hoop at in New York City. We went to the Versus battle. Jada made sure he gave you love.
Oh, God.
And now your guy... The eighth grader might get back in the NBA? Like, if Lance gets back into the league, y'all already know Jalen and Jacoby going to a game.
Oh, we're going to a game.
It don't even matter where he play.
So you
it
say
don't matter where he play. We going to a game.
You say it's the summer of Jacoby, but it's really the summer of Jalen. Where are you doing the show from right now?
Miami. Welcome to Miami.
Weekend? How was your weekend? You're not tan enough for me. Were the toes out? Tell me about the weekend.
So here's the beautiful thing about the weekend, dog. Not only were the toes out, but like you may see some pictures of me circulating on the internet because I was one of those dudes that's partially naked at the beach, dog. I was that dude this weekend. Like I thought about putting on a Speedo to really like be silly. Like I literally like tried to go buy one.
Nope.
What's your beach flow? You just like go by yourself and lay down a towel and just like sit there?
You get no, in the I was water. With Troy.
Oh, shout out to Troy. Oh,
all
great.
Of the above.
Shout out.
Love all Troy. Of the above. So a couple of things. I'm the guy that wanna get sunburned, that wanna lay out. But then I'm also a diva and I wanna have like a cabana too, right? You know, I kind of like to have the best of both worlds. And so that's what ends up happening. I'm like, part cabana, so overpriced. It reminds me of going to the club. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Like, I'm not paying $500 for this. Like, no, we're not doing it. I lay a blanket right here and put it over my head. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? No. It's raining partially all day. Like, come on, man, we're not doing that. Like, straight up, I'm not paying $500 for that, man. I'm not gonna be able to do it. And so, what ends up happening is I'm that dude that posts up by the cabana. And that's kind of why I start acting like that, to be honest, because I was mad. So I post up by the cabana, like half naked, you know what I'm saying? So I interrupt the flow of people who want to come look at it. It's kind of like if somebody want to come look at a house for sale.
Hey, you throwing a party across
and I was like
the street.
Squatting. Yeah. So I just, like, my empty cups, then putting them in the sand and turning them in circles and putting them all around.
Oh, you're the worst.
And before you know it, I just happen to be on the cabana without the towel. You know, I get partial cabana coverage without the towel. The towel means you pay $500. I'm like, I just post
you
up
squatted,
here.
You squatted in the cabana?
Dog, this dude got like a hundred cabanas, dog. I'm like, this is like when you go to a restaurant, right? Think about this when you're at a restaurant. There's like one or two people serving drinks for the whole place. Now just think about that. For anybody that's out there ever made a drink for themselves, made a drink for their friends, made a drink for a party, imagine when you go to a restaurant, there may be one or two people that are serving drinks for hundreds of people, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right, cool. When he came over to that area and he gave a couple of people their drinks and their food, I squatted, I laid low, whatever. But then after he did those deliveries, you know, I started to plot it like Juice. Remember they was trying to go into, Mr. Keelan's, what's his name? Store, whatever his store. And they was like, yeah, you know, the cops come every 2 or 3 minutes. So I started to time him. I'm like, oh, dog, this Lou Lee, he be gone for like 25, 30 minutes. I'm about to get up in here for show. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. So, yeah, I got up there, dozed off. He woke me up. I gave him a 50, like, my bad, dog. I was just tired, man. Tired, dog.
You squatted in the cabana, didn't pay for it, and the dude working there had to wake you up.
And I gave him a 50, though. I bet that most people he was serving, didn't give him no 50. You know what I mean? So I peeled him off. He was good. It was all up.
You're hilarious. First of all, you're rich. You can afford it. But you're just so Detroit that you're like, oh, I'm not going to pay $500 for this. I'll just wait until he leaves, and then I'll just go up in there with my own towel and lay it down. Because basically all he does is bring the towel. You know, like the chairs are already there.
That's it.
The roof is
That's it. Hey, dog, let me tell you something. I'm the dude. I was just in Vegas for my oldest daughter's 21st birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Big Sean was there performing. Draymond Green was there. And so I was like, how much a table? You know how much a table was, Jacoby?
No idea.
$7,000.
What?
What?
$7,000. American?
American. $7,000. Right?
Duh, you can buy the house that's for that. That.
Correct. And so what ends up happening is you're paying for the performance, you're paying for the table, you're paying for all of that, but it ain't worth it overall.
No.
So guess what I did? Where's Big Sean's booth? I know he getting one for free. That's family. So Jalen, when he arrived, I'm like, yeah, I'll take some Grey Goose with that OJ. Uh-huh. Some ice too. You know what I mean? I went over his table and I squatted. He was performing. You know what I'm saying? It was free. He had just got done. You seen the picture of me, him, and Draymond, right? $7,000, dog. That's what, in Vegas, when they have a performer come, those are the going rates. Demetri just said in my ear, it was $8,000 this weekend for Ricky Ross.
And that would only be worth it if I could split it with 79 of my homies. We put $100 down a piece. Because that's ridiculous.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
You just, hey, dog, the game has changed, dog. The game has changed. Inflation.
Well, Jalen, my weekend was yesterday. We brought the kids to Monster Jam. You know I love Monster Jam. Monster Jam was in Newark.
Q loves Monster
Took the
Jam.
Path train out there. Got the little headphones for the kids because the trucks are loud. Watch the trucks bounce around. Gravedigger went last, capsized. Quincy was upset. Scooby-Doo took the win. Chloe was excited about Scooby-Doo with the big W.
Where are
Shout
you?
Shout to Monster Jam. And you know what? I went to Monster Jam in Connecticut, and I said to myself, this isn't the most diverse crowd. But when you go to Newark Monster Jam, Newark Monster Jam, you get diversity. Newark, I mean, it wasn't exactly Dipset Locks in there, but there was some more diversity. It made me feel good about the Monster Jam brand. It did make me feel good about the Monster Jam brand. We always want to hear from you, our listeners. You can call 985-80-JALEN, and you can ask us questions, comments, anything you want us to discuss. You just call 985-80-JALEN. We'll give you advice on anything. Give us a call, ask a question, and we'll answer it. You'll be on the show just like this.
What up, Jacoby? What up, Jalen? Shout out Reg the Ledge, of course. Just the obvious. I'm a 21-year-old from Michigan. I played some small college basketball. I messed up my grades, and I'm 21, though, so I'm old. I took some years off, but I got an opportunity to play at a junior college. Should I play, or am I too old? Should I keep going with my dreams? Obviously, I'm not going to the NBA. I got some goals to go overseas, but I got a chance to go to a junior college. Should I do it, or should I sit out? Should I just go to school? Soft move or boss move? Let me know.
21-year-old Michigander, played a little college, and then didn't get the grades. Now, should he go to a junior college?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Representing the mitten always. Definitely pursue every opportunity until you exhaust them at your age. You don't want to look back 3 years, 5 years, 25 years and say shoulda, woulda, coulda. Because this is a duality. You get to play the game you love, but you also get a chance to further your education. Both of them are going to still put you in position, even if you're not in the NBA, to pursue your goals. Both of them. And 21 is not old. You're ripe. This is your chance to look back at your journey and say, I'm going to be better going forward. You know one thing I like about my nephew Troy so very much? Well, a million things, but academically. He was a better student in college at He was a better student at Michigan State and an even better student as he graduated from Syracuse with his master's than he was in high school. That almost never happens. Almost never. I know this. I've been a student. I'm a parent. I'm the founder of a school. I live this. Usually, you don't get better after high school. Right? But when you can, this says something about your discipline, your perseverance, and your ability to overcome turbulence. Keep us posted on how your journey is happening. Definitely take care of your business in JUCO. Graduate JUCO. Also consider this. Adopt a trade. What are you passionate about besides basketball? Adopt a trade. Best of both worlds. I didn't say I was going to make it to the NBA, so I'm not going to take these communications class at Michigan. I said, I don't know how long I'm going to play in the NBA, and if I do make it to the NBA, if I'm not magic at playing ball, I'm going to be magic at media. Give yourself multiple chances to be successful. We appreciate the love.
And one thing I want to say is, just from my own personal experience, I remember we had I used to be like playing good rec leagues, you know what I mean, when I was like young. Now I'm just old and washed up. And we had this guy on my team named Garrett. And Garrett one time, he was just nasty. He was from Harlem.
He scored like
35 one time. And we're taking the A train home. And I remember sitting across from him on a train. I was like, Garrett, what are you doing playing with us? Like, what? Like, there's leagues in every country. Like, it doesn't have to be like the Spanish league or the Turkish league. Like, there's leagues in every country. Like, you can be getting paid to play basketball. You are too good at this sport. Go ahead and do that. So, like, I think when you talk about your overseas goals, is get best as you can at your craft. Like Jalen said, make sure you do your studies and get your academics back. Pick yourself a trade that has nothing to do with basketball and apply yourself to that. But you can get paid to play basketball. It's not always going to be millions of dollars. Not always going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. But you can get paid to play basketball if you're good enough. And you will really apply yourself and try to get yourself into the market overseas. We got time for one more voicemail. Again, 9580 Jalen, leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Yo, Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out, Reds. This is Nico from the Bay Area. Shout out, Medicinal. I have a question for you guys. Soft move or boss move? Being a kid with a wheelie backpack. We all know those kids. I was one of those kids. And you know the worst part? I thought I was cooler than everyone. This was one of them. You know, green and black camo. LL Bean. Handle come out the back. Strap still if I want to carry it on the back. So what do you guys think? Soft move or boss move?
Nico, appreciate the call. Appreciate the Bay Area Medicinal. I got to say, though, Nico, that's a
Bay
soft
area!
Move.
Bay Area!
That's a soft move, dog. That's a soft move. You didn't, No. If if all you're doing is putting a couple books in there and a notepad and you're walking through the halls of high school, you got to pick that thing up off the ground. You can't, this ain't a carry-on. You're in the airport. You're in high school. Soft move. Pick that thing up off the ground.
So I want to make sure that I heard this right. So he said that he rocks a backpack to be cool, but the backpack is basically empty?
No, it's got wheels on it, like a carry-on luggage. So it's got a handle that pops out the top that you can extend, and you can like you don't have to carry it on your back. You can wheel it through the halls. Soft move, though. That's soft move.
So here's my advice for you. You never let that be seen again. You never let that be seen again. No. Like, if it's at school, you take it home and never bring it back. If it's at home, wherever it's sitting, let it stay there. And then in like 2 weeks, you give it away to somebody. You give it away to charity. You get rid of it. Let me tell you why. I'm a backpack aficionado.
Oh, yeah. Jay always okay. Got a backpack. Always got a backpack. Always.
Aficionado. Okay? So I don't necessarily, you know, it's just not my style to, like, wear the man purse type bags. You know, I really don't like necessarily wearing, like, a strap over my chest, per se. I do it sometimes with a little small bag or whatever. But I don't love that for me. But, dog. I would never, ever, 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 and don't you ever, ever, ever again rock a backpack with wheels. No. I think that's one of the softest moves I've ever heard on this show.
Pick up your backpack.
I was trying. Yeah. Get you a camo backpack. Get a regular camo backpack. They come in green camo. They come in brown camo. Like, they come in red camo, blue camo. Like, get you a regular camo backpack. And I promise you, you in high school, right? Your cool factor gonna go right up. Soon as you get the girl that you were looking at in class and you thought about writing her a note, do you like me? Circle yes, no, or maybe. When you get rid of that backpack, you're gonna have the confidence to give her that note.
Because she might have watched you walk in with wheeling your backpack to your desk and then pushing the button on top of the handle and squishing that into the backpack. What? And she was just like, I don't know about this Nico, dude. He's cute and all, but I don't know. I don't know if I can be holding hands with somebody who's also holding hands with his backpack. I don't think so. We appreciate the call, Nico. We appreciate the call from the young man trying to make his way to overseas basketball. Always call 9580.
No doubt. We appreciate the love.
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We are not done.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.